Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, it can be one of the most annoying things a person can do to you. You're chatting away and they nonchalantly pick up their phone and look at it. Are you sure you have their full attention? You've just been fobbed. Gina London, how often has this happened to you?
More than I care to admit. And I have to say that I think most people are almost completely unconscious that they're doing it. I was in with the prospect actually sitting having tea, and he's sitting across from me and we're having our little meeting. And as I'm talking to him, he literally looked down, picked up his phone and started to like respond to a text. And you have that nanosecond in your head going, do I say something?
How rude is this, you say?
Yeah. The thought bubble is often different than what comes out of your mouth, or at least it should be. My thought bubble was saying exactly that, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is really happening. So what I said, though, and I'm kind of proud of myself, is I said, that's okay, I'll wait. And yeah. He said, oh gosh, I'm sorry, I don't think I even realized it. And this is, I think, what happens. This is why this whole idea of phone snubbing or fubbing is something that we really do need to think about, because there's plenty of research that shows how much this jeopardizes or imperils a relationship. And especially if you happen to be the boss and your colleague or your direct report comes in and they're telling you about something, or maybe you've got a professional update that you're trying to get from them and you have that phone even on your desk, it's creating distance and it's creating a distraction.
Yeah. Gina, could I suggest that maybe since COVID, you know, on Zoom calls and stuff like that, maybe sort of bad practice has started to happen where people at a meeting can be texting away and no one can see them, you know, and then they get back in the office and it just continue on that behavior.
Let me dispel the myth that people don't know that you're on one screen texting, or you're on one screen when you're on the, if you're on camera in a virtual meeting and your eyes are darting somewhere else, or you're looking down, which is clearly like you're typing something or you're on your phone.
People can see.
People know. Of course they do.
Yeah.
Look at the camera. If you're supposed to be having a camera, first of all, put your camera on. Second of all, then look at that camera so it gives the other person that feeling that you're looking at them. It's hard because it's a tendency to look at the monitor at ourselves if we have our camera on. But all of this becomes part of purposeful communications. And that when you have that phone, not just holding it up as I was sharing, but even on your desk or on a table in person next to you, there still is that feeling of that person isn't giving me their full attention. And I was executive coaching a woman who was the managing director for a large multinational over the whole country. And one of the things that her team had said to her in a 360 is, you're not even aware that you're doing this. And when she and I then were talking about it, it was actually surprising to me how difficult, Bobby, it was for her to, she acknowledged it, but then her wanting to rationalize why it was okay or justify why she could keep it up there, and even trying to tell her, can you even just turn it upside down on your desk as an incremental step, was something that took some wrangling. But she finally was able to wean herself from face up and looking all the time to face down to putting it in her handbag or away from the desk when she was speaking.
Yeah.
But imagine, that's how hard it is for people. We're addicted.
Yeah, I was at a family event there, and one of my own family was on the phone texting, and then said, oh no, it's work. I have to do this. In other words, this is an emergency I have to deal with. But like it was nothing. So are we clearly saying then that the phone should be left outside the office if you're having a meeting with somebody, that it shouldn't even be in the room?
It shouldn't be in the, well, there's always these best case scenarios and then we stair step our way down, right? So the first is, of course, yes, it shouldn't be visible. Right, shouldn't be visible. The second one is especially if you're the boss, it's harder if you're the I don't know, the regular employee and you bring the phone in with, and you're supposed to be talking to your boss, I think that would probably be a real no-no. But if you're the boss and let's say you've got a family member who's sick and it really is an emergency or something, then just tell the people that you're meeting, hey, I've got an important call coming in or there's a text I'm waiting for. Then you've set their expectations yeah. and you've managed it. But if you have a habitual tendency to reach for that phone and reach for that phone, you're not just disrupting the conversation flow, you're also jeopardizing your relationship and your rapport and your trust with that person.
Yeah. But like the natural reaction is if you've got a phone that's in, I suppose, arm's length of you and a text or a WhatsApp or something comes in and there's a buzz, the first thing you're going to do is go down and look, and maybe you don't, but like that in itself is a distraction from whoever you're talking to or whatever you're doing. So it shouldn't be.
It's a Pavlovian response at this point for us. We hear that little ding and hear that little buzz and our brain switches focus.
Yeah.
Even if we don't pick up the phone, we do that little flinch and we look down and we're indicating to the other person that we're not giving them our full attention. We're not actively listening. And people pick up on that. And that does give a whole thread to the experience that person has with you, how much you're paying attention to them, how much you value them. And so it takes effort, as I was mentioning with my client, but it's worth the effort. And this is part of the technology's not going away. So how do we try to, if we have the awareness, what's then our choices? What's our series of choices of how we want to bring more of our humanness to this technological world that we're living
in? Yeah. And you know the way, like if you lost your phone 10 years ago, you know, it wasn't the end of the world. You could manage for a few days or whatever, you get another one. But like if you lose your phone now, so much of us are tied up in our phone. It's, you know what I mean? Like your banking's there. It's like, to me, it's your worst nightmare because you've got to sort out all this stuff. So our phones have almost become part of us. And that's not a good thing.
Well, they are. And actually, another thing, too, is I'm not even talking about, I don't know what the word is for when you are, if you're not fubbing because your phone has been put away, but you've got an iWatch or smart watch.
Even worse.
What's that? Then you're like, fubbing. I don't know the word, Bobby. We'll have to come up with it. But that's another thing. You the phone's away, but now you're looking over at your
phone. Oh, I know. Oh, stop. I don't know, Gina. I don't know. Maybe I'm just getting too old.
It'll just be microchipped. It'll just be embedded in us, and we won't even have to tell the other person because we'll just be getting the signals through our microchip in our brain.
So finally then, in terms of going forward with this, we need to really sort of make it a kind of a much more public no-no to say that this is really rude behavior. You shouldn't, you're showing the absolute rudeness if you're in a meeting with somebody and you're starting to text or deal with texts or WhatsApps or whatever. So we should really collectively say this is a bad thing and it needs to be stopped.
It's a bad thing, and it is something that the leaders can do by example. The role modeling of the culture of how we're going to connect, how we're going to leave our devices out of a room, what we're going to do in a one-on-one in-person meeting, even how we conduct ourselves virtually. All this kind of stuff can be codified and built into a culture of care, and we need to human up more than ever before because technology is going to win if we don't.
Right, let's human up together then. Gina London, as always, pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for joining us today, Gina.
Absolutely, Bobby.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.